there was a city council meeting last night.
There was indeed. The last one for a little while because of kind of the way the Tuesdays are arranged in the month. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about, we're going to start with the Arts Report. Our own Paula Granquist, host of Art Zany, who's also the chair of the Arts and Culture Commission here in Northfield, and director of library services, Natalie Draper, started the meeting by giving a presentation about the 1% for the Arts Fund. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's come up in conversation recently, but that's also a report that they give annually, or supposed to give annually, to the City Council anyway. So it's well-timed.
Timely report, yes. Indeed. Yes.
And it talked about what the city has spent on public art in the last year. So there was four projects that the city spent money on last year for public art. There was the comp plan actually has art designed in it and like kind of help promote it. So there was a lot of gathering art for that was done. These are also small things. It's not accumulating to a lot of money. There was a mural in the Library Oasis. The Library Oasis, of course, is the kind of like satellite location of the library in the Community Resource Center. And they had a pretty large mural that actually goes from the outside into the building as well.
Oh, okay.
So if you're out on the patio, you're looking at the mural, you walk inside, and the mural continues on inside. And if I'm correct, is one of the library card options when you go to get it, if you wanted to get a library card, I think that mural's also a library card.
Oh, sure.
There was also, they started the, part of the fund for this year also is paying for a concept drawing of what art could look like in Bridge Square.
Oh, okay.
And what public art could be in Bridge Square and any redesign of it. So sure. Some of the money from the public arts was spent on a concept design this year. And then also some of the money for the arts was spent on a concept design for art with the water treatment plant. Of course, with that no longer going forward, that, you know, that art doesn't continue, but they still had to compensate the artist for their time and efforts making up concepts. So those were the four projects that they talked about from this past year. And then going forward this next year, they're looking at, of course, art installation in the ice arena as mm-hmm. being one of the big projects, public art related to that. I think that was about $125,000 in art, public art in some form at the ice arena. There's also looking at a art installation in downtown as well in some role. And then, of course, they reminded us about the Living Treasure event that's going to be happening this weekend. We'll have a news story about that later this week as well. And just some other important things about arts that we'll kind of cover more in depth later.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. On the consent agenda, the big item on the consent agenda was Central Park is officially historic now.
Congratulations to Central Park.
They had their first reading, of course, that was approved unanimously a week and a half or 2 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. And then it was put on the consent agenda for its second reading and approved. Let's see. The kind of unique moment of the night, I'd say, is the Mayor's Youth Council brought forward a resolution to the council. The Mayor's Youth Council always sends a youth member to watch every city council meeting, and one of their youth members saw this a while back, brought it to their group, and they started discussing this. They voted on kind of sending a official letter to the city council. Staff began working on kind of meeting the request of that letter and presented the resolution last night. So what it was changing the council's rules of business. So right now, if you wanted to speak at a council meeting,
mm-hmm.
you fill out a card and it says, you know, put your name, put what item you want to talk about, mm-hmm. and your address. And they collect your address to verify that you are indeed a Northfield resident or have a Northfield connection in some way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you also then, when you get up to the podium, are supposed to say your address. So you get up and if you know, you'd say, I live at 100 Bridge Square or whatever, right? And that the Mayor's Youth Council noted that that might discourage a lot of people from actually participating.
Yes.
And do we really need to publicly state that, or can city staff just verify your address?
Right.
So what will now happen, they propose that. And the city clerk, Lynette Peterson, surveyed several other cities in our area and kind of found that, like, a lot of cities don't require it, that you have to collect addresses. They request it, but they don't really push the matter. And that's kind of been where Northfield's at, too, is that we request it, but we don't really push the matter. But mm-hmm. ambiguity doesn't always mean clarity, right?
Right.
And so The council was pretty much all in favor. A lot of people very excited, A, for trying to increase public engagement, but also that the Mayor's Youth Council brought this forward. And so it passed unanimously, this change. So now when you go to comment, you still put your address on the card, but it won't, your address won't be published in the minutes, and you don't have to announce it when you go to speak.
Wow.
So,
and the Youth Council accomplished that. That's
yes.
Fantastic.
So that was a really cool thing. The other thing, probably the item I think people will care most about, is a quiet zone in Northfield for the railroads.
Yeah. Yeah.
The perpetual project that has been going on since the invention of railroads, I have
indeed
a feeling. The big movement last night was regarding the railroad crossings at Fremont Avenue and it's not actually the railroad crossing, but it's Spring Street near the railroad crossing.
Right.
Because of how close it gets, they have to put a cul-de-sac on it, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They can't let it run into the intersection like that. And they approved last night essentially going out to begin getting designs for this project. It wouldn't happen until next year.
Yep.
But go get blueprints, go get estimate costs and such, right? There are 5 railroad intersections in Northfield, running from Highway 19 up to Fremont Ave. All of those need certain installations in them. They need medians, they need certain railroad crossings for a quiet zone to be in effect.
Right.
And we've gotten just one or two of those intersections so far. The one by Quarterback, basically.
Yeah. Second Street and both Second Street and St. Olaf Avenue have been done.
Yes, and St. Olaf Avenue. So no, that's 3rd Street, not 2nd Street.
3rd Street, my bad.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, because 2nd Street's going to be next year that they're going to do.
Okay.
And then that will leave Highway 19 to be done when MnDOT redoes Highway 19 in 2028.
Okay.
So we will still not have a quiet zone until 2028.
Or so, yeah. It's one of those things when I know it's coming, but I'm not going to put a date on it until I don't hear the train. You know what I mean?
You live farther away from the trains than anyone else in this room right now.
And I still hear them. I mean, it's and it where it bothers me is you know, if we've got a window open here at the office, right, and we're trying to talk to somebody and you hear the train in the background.
Mm.
Or even worse, back when I used to work at the Contented Cow,
and
we'd have music there and the train would, oh, yeah, anyway.
We were looking at a house once in Waterford that was for sale, and I loved the house, and I was like, ooh, we should put an offer, and then I looked out the back, I'm like, ooh, there's a train track right there.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Doesn't your, like, bedroom butt up against a...
No, I mean, it's not that. It's probably, I don't know, 100 yards away from the trains.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I've gotten used to it, and I've lived near them all my life.
Right.
Yeah.
Get over it, I guess. Otherwise, you won't fall asleep. So,
well, that's true.
You know, right?
That's true.
It's like people who live in, like, you know, New York City or Chicago or something where they're like, they hear ambulances and sirens. They're just like, oh,
mm-hmm,
I can't sleep without it now.
Yeah. So, but the quiet zone is looking to be ready by 2028 at the rate they're getting these projects done. So,
okay.
There'll be 2 projects next year that will finish the city's side of this. And then MnDOT is on track for Highway 19's complete overhaul in 2028.
Boy, I can't wait for that. But it'll be nice when it's done.
2028 will be a bad year for roads in Northfield because also 246, I believe, is going to be under construction around that time.
When are they doing Highway 3? Wow. Highway 3 is coming.
Maybe that time, too.
Yeah. It's all going to be, it's crazy.
Just
all
a big old year of construction.
Exactly.
Also on the agenda last night was a first reading of the ordinance regarding retail sale of cannabis products in Northfield.
Okay.
After the passage of the state law and then subsequent amendments to that and subsequent, let's call it, chaotic rollout of this statewide. There has been a lot of trying to figure out what regulations do local governments need to put into place, like licensing, right?
Right. Mm.
Think like if you're a liquor store, right, there's licensing requirements you meet at both the state and local level.
Right.
So there's things like, what hours do we let them be open? How many do we have in town? Are they near a park? Are they near, et cetera, et cetera?
School.
That's what kind of that legislation was beginning to bring forward tonight or last night. It was the much more technical side of legislation. Some of those actual other questions will be settled in legislation closer to June about, like, what hours are these open? Mm-hmm. Where would they be located?
Mm-hmm.
still trying to work their way through what exactly, how does this meet state statute? They assume there will be amendments to this in the next year, 2 years, mm-hmm. based on how things change. But kind of the technical side of that legislation came forward last night. That still, of course, is up for amendments and such, and probably won't actually come for a final vote for another meeting or so. So
okay.
And then one last item was the city is now discussing what projects they want to apply for state aid funding for through the bonding bill.
Sure.
And they're going to, last night they basically gave a summary of here's how that process works, and begin thinking about which projects you want to prioritize to apply for that funding. They will be talking in May about which projects they want to apply for state funding for, if any, in May.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Cool. Thanks, Logan. And we will have City Administrator Ben Martig and Mayor Erica Zweifel on later today to talk about some of that stuff.